Hello, my darling son. I just got your voice message about your plans for November. No, not November to be precise. And I honestly don't approve. We had a deal and you agreed to take care of me and my needs just like I would take care of yours, so I feel a little disappointed here. I thought you find me sexy and you like feeling your cock in my pussy, and you enjoy when my mouth wraps around your cock and my tongue plays with your tip just to the point until you can't hold it anymore. You fill me, be it my mouth or my pussy. I really thought you'd enjoy that more. I was really happy that you'd take care of me like that, you know, since your father and I got divorced. I haven't really had a lot of action, as you say nowadays. So I thought that I have to take care of my business because you clearly don't. So guess what I'm doing? Yes, I'm driving. Yeah, you heard it right. You know what? I'm driving to your father's. Yeah, we're divorced. I'm aware. But that's actually the one thing he always did right in our marriage. He always fucked me just the way I needed, and he never spilled one drip of cum on a towel or anything beside his body or mine. I loved it when he filled me with his thick cum. I do when you do too, but you decided something else for this month, so I'm looking for plan B. And I know your father isn't with anyone right now, so he's probably in a kind of similar situation. And yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gonna take up the offer because he loved it just as much. And that's, as I said, that's the one thing we never disagreed on. Yeah, he did some things wrong and disappointed me in other things. That's why we're divorced after all. But I think this is gonna be a fun month for the both of us. Actually, now that I think of it, your father always seemed particularly horny during November. Maybe that's, well, that's just a theory, right? Maybe that's his way of balancing this crap, no, not November shit out. I always liked November with him. So yeah, as I said, I'm somewhat disappointed in you doing No Not November. So it's today, the 5th of November. So it's almost a week into it, and I haven't had any during that time because of you. So I'm gonna get some. It's almost 5 p.m. so your father will be home by the time I get there, and I don't think he'll waste much time on asking questions. I do know where you get your horny, pervy side from. Is this annoying you? Is it bothering you, or to make you frustrated knowing your mommy is going to your father, her ex-husband, to get a good pounding because you don't want to provide? I think you should be ashamed. I know he's gonna do me so good, give me everything I need. I'm looking forward to it, you know. So the good memories I have of him and with him, and I kind of like it. It's a good idea of mine. Luckily, you did get some of his genes, so I mean, the horniness is clear. And yes, you're slightly more hung than your father, but believe me, your father's anything else but small. And since I haven't had sex in a while, I'm pretty tired, so he's gonna feel just fine. And you know that now. You know that every day you come home now, from your job, from your partying with friends, whatever, and I'm not there, you will know that I'm over at your father's, getting fucked, being satisfied, having my mouse, my pussy, and my ass, because your father loves my ass, filled with his creamy seed. Now, you don't need to be jealous though. This was all your decision. You don't want me this month. That's on you. And just so you know, if you change your mind, you know where my room is. You know where my bedroom is. You know where to find me. And you know what I like too. So all you have to do is come and get me. Literally. Ah, traffic is horrible today. Luckily, your father doesn't live far away, and I just have this like 15 minutes drive to him. I'm getting wet just thinking about getting there. I haven't felt him in so long. It's kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to feeling his thick cock spread my pussy. Oh, yes, I want it. Oh, yes, yes, that's a good idea. This was a very good idea. I wonder if you would do November 2 if you had a girlfriend. Is it me? Are you doing No Nut November because, after all, you don't find me sexy enough? Don't you like my moans anymore? Or the way I heat up around your cock, and the way my lips feel on your head when my tongue licks over the first drips of pre-cum? Is not good enough anymore? You know, if you need something more kinky, you have to tell me. I'm open to a lot. I mean, come on, I'm fucking my own son. Give me some credit. It felt really, well, painful, I want to say, when I came to your room the other night. What was it, 2 nights ago? And you said no. Like, don't get me wrong, everybody can say no, that's not what I'm saying, but the reason behind it is just so, it's almost humiliating. I don't like it. Why are you doing this? You should fuck me. You're not being a good boy this month. And I'll make you pay for it for a longer time. Not only am I going to fuck your father every day now, this month, maybe I'll continue with that. Maybe I'll get you in the call in secret and make you listen. Maybe I will deny you for a whole month. Denial December, what do you think? Oh yeah, I will fuck you plenty. I'm just not gonna let you come. I think that's what we're gonna do. Denial December. Sounds good to me. I like the ring of it. Maybe I'll invite your father over, and someday you won't know. You come home and you feel me moaning and yelling in pleasure. And then you recognize your father's car outside, and you know it's him who's making me feel so good. Is it really worth doing the No Nut November? Are you sure you want to go through with that? I just want to have some fun. I want to... Fuck, like, god damn it. Do you know what it's like to be a single adult? Yes, you do, but come on, I'm a little older than you are. Plus, I have a kid, technically. I know, you're grown up and everything, but, you know, you're my son. That's never gonna change. That's not easy when you're looking for a partner, even for sex partner. Jesus fucking Christ. Luckily, your father and I didn't end it on bad terms, so... That's good for me. I got that going for myself. That's yay for me. I also want you to know that I still want you. I don't know if there's anything behind your decision that might be doubting that. I still want you. I think you're a very attractive young man. I like the way you look, and I like the way you feel on me, your skin on mine, and of course, your cock in my pussy, in my mouth. Maybe you wanna do anal sometime soon. Maybe even during November. Let me know. I have a positive voicemail on my phone when I'm done with your father. I might get home quickly and find you there. Otherwise, I'll go see a movie or have a drink with my friend. I hate red lights. Is a mess. Where was I? Oh yeah, anal. You talked about it a couple times that you'd like to try. Maybe now is the right time. Maybe it's a sign that you should do it now instead of that November thing. Come on. Deep down, I know that you want me just as much as before. I thought you'd be more mature by now. Taking care of your needs is important. And taking care of the needs of your beloved is also important. Maybe I didn't raise you well after all. What am I gonna do with you? So, I'm almost there now, so I'm gonna wrap this message up. I hope you reconsider, because I really enjoy fucking with you, fucking you, and being fucked by you. Really do, not joking. And, yeah, let me know. I'm gonna have some fun now. Bye bye.